Welcome, brothers and sisters.
Mothers and sisters.
To the second episode.
Alhamdulillah.
Of the Fish and Chibis.
Fish and Chibis.
Podcast. This is our second episode. So thank you for all the views that we got from last week. Please don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We really appreciate for all the views and all the likes and all the comments that we got.
Follow the Insta.
Follow the Insta.
At Fish and Chibis.
At Fish and Chibis.
Please. Thank you.
And yeah, thank you very much for everybody anyway that viewed it.
Love you long time. But listen though, let me tell you though, Saan Horta.
Go on.
Disclaimer. Ooh.
Disclaimer.
Ooh. What do you hear? Monkey see no monkey do no. What are you going to listen to? You're going to be a bit. Say Lalia of Somali, no.
Yeah. Anyway,
we're going to the topic.
Straight into the topic. Disclaimer.
So we're going to talk about God today. Yeah.
Ooh. That's a
the effects
topic.
Of God.
What it's done to our nation.
What it's done to every, you get me? Not just our nation.
Mainly our nation.
I feel like leaving, man. I don't want to talk about this, man.
I don't want to talk about that.
We gotta do it, man.
They killed my whole goddamn family, man.
Fuck it up, bro.
Yo, start off.
Fam.
What do you think about it, fam?
Personally, that shit, first of all, it first came to our to the UK. Forget our country. If it came to the UK, I think it was the early 90s.
Say what, like, you know when it came to the UK?
The 1991, 1992, 1993, that's when it first started, basically.
Nigga, you sure you know Farah?
Listen. So anyway, it came these times, and the older generation that were here, it... How many years? It got stopped in 2015.
Oh, it was 15,
It was 2015, it got stopped. It killed a whole generation of Somali men that could have been plumbers, you know what I'm saying, electricians,
that's
workmen,
you know.
No, you know what I'm saying, businessmen, everything, like could have had skills, you know what I'm saying?
You forgot about cabbies.
Whatever, they ended up being cabbies because of that fucking shit.
They became
cabbies because of that fucking drug. They could have been around their children because a lot of people did not have their dads because of that. Some people didn't even used to see their fucking kids. Do you know what I'm saying? As soon as the kids go to school, he's knocked out. But the kids come back. Do you know what I'm saying? And that was a cycle that was happening for, what's it, about 10 years?
Yeah.
10, 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
Alright, but listen, man. I got a little button there, though. Little buttons, though. Like, if the wife is saying, like, yo, what on Galabai, Kente? And you're telling me, I got your ass. And you tell her, yo, get some aid money. I got you, man. You're good. The nigga can duck out for a minute. No, man. Shit, nigga.
Nah.
Yo, listen, man. There's dads here that be ducking out the country for like a year and a half. And they're out there. They're actually jogging.
Jogging where?
They're not jogging like I done a murder. Like, that shit. But they're getting money. Like, we're shocking I am, bruv. And you don't see them for like a year or something. And they're still supporting. You don't know about this.
That's a whole other thing. We're talking about God. We're talking about the struggles that it fucked up. Like, you get it? The shit it put through our people.
The effects it's had.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, but the jerks, man. Jerks, motherfucker, man.
Like, stay on content, man. So, what do you think that?
I don't know. God, I feel like, I don't know. You know when it drives you to 100% on your brain, right? Your mind's racing when you're on it.
What was that movie, Limitless?
Limitless. If Limitless was a plant, that would be the plant.
Yeah.
If Limitless came from a plant, that would be a plant.
Nah, man. Yeah. Limitless is in the future, blood.
No, but what do you think is done to our people?
It's obviously messed it up. It's flipping.
Well, that does, man.
When they're chewing that much, it uses up all your energy. So the next day, you're tired. You're not doing anything. Meaning you're not getting anywhere, you're not, you get me?
Yeah, messed up our people.
That's what I'm saying.
Family members, fucking distant relatives, everybody, fam. Not everyone has that. A lot of older people, the majority of people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Of men, anyway. There's women that do that as well, but You rarely see that.
Yeah, no, it's not about really that as much anymore. Now it's like a fucking, apparently it costs an arm and a leg to get it.
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
That's a lot still, fam. Someone tried to make me the maths down the other day. I was like, hell the fuck. That shit was like £3. You can't even get that £3 thing no more.
£3. It used to be £3. Imagine
you can't even get
that
£3 thing no more, fam. That's you have to buy that shit like a quarter of a kilo and shit.
Yeah, you have to buy, and apparently it's like about a bill or something.
No,
like
it's like
or
a
more.
It's the best way if you go link it, it's like 70 up from like a £70 to like 120, 140.
So you know your numbers.
It's like, you know,
somebody's still chewing.
No, word, alive. You know, like you know.
Allah, there's another one, it's called Garava, fam.
Yeah.
Allah.
Oh, what a thing that mixed with the tea.
Yeah.
And you put hot
witchy chibi in.
Yuck.
You put hot water in there.
Do you know how dirty that shit is, fam?
I've never had that. God. I would never even try that store. No, that's too much.
No, that's when you really got a habit, man.
Yeah, that's when you actually need it.
Yeah, nah, for real, man.
Yo, listen. Let's forget
then again,
about
it does.
Trouble. Big kidding the people, man.
Yeah. But how was it like the first time you tried?
Well, I tried it when I was young, but I wasn't really a fan of it too much.
I was it's more influence,
when I'm in Somalia, do you know what I'm saying?
Back home.
Yeah.
With the family and
when I'm back home.
What
do I want to cut? It's everything. Do you know what I'm saying?
What do I want to cut, blood? That's what they just told me, fam. What do I want to cut? What do I want to cut? Alice Bird's
Hey, blood. Yeah. They take it as Dakar. You're Dakar Alice.
But there, sometimes you get why they do it back home because.
I ain't got shit to do.
No,
man.
Exactly.
It's like that movie
Friday.
They have
nothing to do.
You ain't got shit to do.
There's no job.
It's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
You ain't got a job.
Yeah. You ain't got shit
to do. Today. Get hired me today.
For real.
Shit.
No, but apparently, it gives you the same effects cocaine would.
No.
I'm saying mentally wise, like it drives.
It's got
amphetamine.
Yeah. So it gives you that same kick.
Don't kill up people, bro. We're not
on cocaine. No, I'm not saying cocaine. It gives you the similar.
Amphetamines, bro. There's levels to that shit, bro. Amphetamines is like, it starts hallucinating this shit.
Meth's amphetamine.
No, it's amphetamine.
Yeah.
Amphetamine's in there. It's true, though.
Amphetamine is natural amphetamine.
Yeah, natural, though. Not.
Listen, don't make no excuses for that shit. It's still a drug, fam. It fucks up our people, bro.
How many Somali watch they? Especially in the older generation. Trust me, fam. Gone.
But have you tried before, though?
Of course.
You're not crazy, right?
First time.
No, but I'm saying it happened to a lot of people.
Yeah, but it overdo.
No, but it happened to a lot of people, though. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's just like any drug, though, because you know, like if it abuse it too much, it's going to you later, blood.
For real.
Word.
Hey, listen. So imagine you got married to a girl, before you got married to her, you told her, babe, I'm about to do this.
Don't put me in a sticky one.
Don't put me in a sticky one. Let me know everything now. You know what I'm saying?
So confess.
Let me right now.
Confess that quarter. Like, what's your numbers in that?
No, not really numbers. You don't really want. I don't want to know the deals. Is there anything gonna come back to man? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hear no. Like, let me know right now if you was out there. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, listen.
If you was wait there. Let me finish, fam. You was out there, let me know now because I don't wanna later on find out. I know that girl. Oh, what would you do if you did marry her and then you found out? Would you divorce her or would you just be like, fuck it, I took her on the chin,
wedlock now? Say less. Let me answer that for you quickly. There's layers to that question, fam. First things first, from the time I'm ready to get married, I'm not marrying some random thing that I met the other day, fam. I don't believe in falling in love like today.
But obviously, this is a girl you've.
So if I'm ready to just go, I'm ready to get married, I'm going to give you that. Whatever you need, gonna find out my real name. God damn. Then that's something else. But you find out about something later, then fam, you just moan a liar, fam. If you telling you what's a jump from gold, then the jump from gold, you're ready to deal with that, then you're a real nigga, fam. Hold that or bounce, bro. Don't be talking about, oh, you told me later and this and I found out this and that.
She so basically, the list. Nah, I'm asking you a question. Man. I'm not saying I'll do it myself. Listen, me personally, man, I'll take you on a chin. Nigga.
I wouldn't take that.
I'll take you on a chin. I've been rude with you, fam. Imagine, how many, listen,
I'll take you on a chin, fam.
Listen, man, I'm trying to hate on my niggas, fam. Slime.
Crimes.
But if you're out there, you listen, the majority of the man have been out there, fam. If they ain't been, alhamdulillah, fam, you're better than us, bro. Sorry to snitch, bro.
Because most girls, they're better than us, fam.
Word. What do you mean? In what aspect?
Come on, fam. What do you mean, fam? Yo, listen, fam. We're not going to get into this right now if we start editing this thing down, chopping it down.
Man, body, and sleaziness is way worse than girls, fam. Yeah. You're crazy.
100%.
Man. I don't want to be part of this conversation. Wait.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
But no, listen, man.
So you're saying no anyway?
No, listen, man. If you know what you're getting into, you know what you're getting into, isn't it? Simple.
Mm.
If you're asking me, would I rather? What you just said to me right now is a question, bro. The same thing just to me.
It's not a would rather. It's basically, what would you do?
What would I do? As in,
if you got married and you found out after you married her.
But listen, I'm telling you, I would never get married to someone.
No, but you're taking yourself out of the situation. You're taking a question. Put yourself in that situation.
If I got married and I found out later, boom, I'll be like, yo, why didn't you explain this to me? Is there something that, like, are you insecure? Like, you can't explain why, like, or...
You know you're going around. Yeah, but
you're just going around in circles.
I don't know what I would do, fam. I'll just be like, maybe what's kind of like some crazy or someone will be like, yeah, nah, yeah, what the fuck are you, where you lie to me? Yeah. And then what did you have? Go party with a man, then come go missing, go Taiwan and shit, Bangkok. What would you tell you, fam? I don't know, fam. Real nigga shit, fam. Yeah. But that is a dilemma as well, fam.
Me personally, I'll take it on the chin. I'll take it on the chin if I find that store.
And say what?
I'll just say, you know what?
What she been out there doing what, though? What she been out there
if
doing,
if I find out...
If it's a thing where you find out she's had a mad life before you... And you married her.
And you find out you, after you married her.
And you find out after. What are you going to do? You're
going to... Are you going to take you on the chin? Or are you going to be like, hey, fuck
going? At the same time, yeah. If I wasn't like a... I would take on the chin, but... I'm a sucker. No. I wouldn't take on the chin.
Just say it. You're a sucker.
The only appropriate measure to do is just... You know, if you take on the chin, just wipe your mouth. And go like that. But at the same time, yeah... Oh, like, yo, please don't get me caught up in nothing like that.
For real.
But Habbo, what would you do?
Nah, I'm definitely cashing in the refund, fam.
Nah.
100%, fam. 100%.
Serious?
100%. I love the answer, you know.
Because imagine.
I wish I had the answer, bro. Like,
yeah, no.
Imagine, I wish I had the answer.
Imagine she told you that. Obviously, she didn't tell you. That's a liar, fam.
I got 15 babies. You're going to carry over a liar. I got 15 babies.
You rather keep it 100? You know what I'm saying?
You need to pay for all of them.
Keep it 1,000.
Like I said last week, I'll make her better.
Yeah. Like every whole nigga that thinks he's going to pattern a hole into a housewife. Don't fool for the trap, man.
No, man, would have. I could have.
Never.
Hoes are more fun.
Allah, you such a... Stop.
I'm not trying to call a woman a hoe.
No,
man.
No disrespect.
They're having fun just like you,
but they're more fun, though.
Well, just like you, right?
Yeah. You know? Me too, I don't get that. Who said
that? Behave yourself. Behave. All right, cool.
Hey, not for real, bro.
What did you do, cuz?
Yeah.
Talk to me backpack, man.
Saying
Switzerland,
going into another lockdown or something.
No, man. Just tell me something good, bro. Coronavirus trying to lock
coronavirus.
Us down. Yeah, man. You motherfuckers is clean, fam.
Well, do you believe in coronavirus?
Listen, man. That is a fucking whole goddamn episode, fam.
No. If not, short answer.
Do you believe
short
it,
answer. Answer. Nigga, if I really believed in that motherfucker, yeah, then I think I got it like 5 times. And I defeated that shit at least like 15 times. That match don't make sense. So yeah,
I think I caught it and it went.
We caught it.
Yo, listen,
I caught it.
They tell you if you they tell you. Listen, you got a cough. Suppose if you can't hold
it.
If you can't breathe in for 10 seconds,
no. You know when I clocked, I had it. Do you know when I clocked,
listen,
I had it?
No homo.
Listen, you know when I clocked, I had it. Was flipping. I couldn't taste nothing or smell nothing.
No, you had
for a good 2 weeks. I'm eating normal. What's it called? Chicken and chips and whatnot. You can't taste it.
All right, bro.
It's just like fucking cardboard.
Nah, I think I didn't have that. I had like the choke
thing. I had the
throat thing.
No, I had the panic. Really? Like, you're not panicking. Like, you know the shortness of breath. Shortness of breath and that. Yeah, you get that. So, yeah. But it weren't that deep. It weren't that deep.
But that was like in...
It was like...
That was like in April times.
That was in April times. Yeah. That was in April times.
That was like in April times. That's when it was like hot.
Because the whole house had it. That's what I'm saying. So then it was a thing of...
Yo, man, nigga, the only thing that happened to me since that shit started is like I had a bear coughs.
Yeah, what?
Bear coughs.
Coughs.
Yeah, I've been sneezing like a motherfucker. I had a cold and shit. I ain't been tired from. I haven't been going blind. That's a I've been having no goddamn diarrhea.
That's,
yeah,
that's normal. That's with the weather.
Shit. Yeah. They said there is another thing that like, I watched that shit on No Homo, Kim Kardashian. Hold your breath for like, if you can breathe in for 10 seconds, you don't have coronavirus. If you can't, you must have
is
it.
Is that what she said?
What? No, but they've been saying it on like YouTube and shit, but like,
if you hold your breath for 10 seconds.
If you can't breathe in for 10 seconds, like.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. I mean,
that's cat.
Yeah, but you know, like, God. I really tried that shit. Like,
me personally, I don't know, man.
And I was like, Corona free? Shit, but then again, I'm not
face
nah,
I don't like, think. I think it's me. Still a hoax sometimes.
I got a question. I got a question for both of you, man. Yeah. All the movies in all time. If you man could be one character, what character would you be?
Gladiator.
Julius Maximus. What's his
no,
name?
Yes.
No, Maximus, no. Maximus.
Maximus San Frilis or something, blah, blah. Oh, you brought early baby yourself.
Nah. We're saying a father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife.
How would that? Like, what? Are you telling me my mama's not? I talk to them.
Hey, I could do the whole scene, fam.
Do the whole scene. Hey, do the whole scene. Go camera on him.
Tell
on
us the name.
Go on. Focus on the camera.
Turn around. Gladiator.
What's it? No, really.
What's it? Oh, I forgot it, man. Oh, no, got it. Turn around and show your face to the king.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, listen, man.
He goes, what's your name? My name is Gladiator.
Gladiator.
Yeah, go on. Go on.
My name is Maximus Pretius.
Ah, hey, Maximus.
Captain of the Northern Lines of
yes.
Africa. Yes. General of the Legion Army of Rome. Father to a murdered son. Husband to a murdered wife. And I will get my revenge. This life for the next.
See, he's saying end scene.
And scene.
No, that's lit. So you'd be him.
Nah. I'd be Leonidas.
That's my best one.
I'd be Leonidas.
Oh, no, 300
Sparta. Yeah. Hey.
This is Sparta. Yeah, but that nigga dies, bro.
So he dies like a motherfucking king, though.
Yeah. Hey. Are you mad? Against a million man army.
A million man army. Nah.
Hey, cool. Yeah. Go.
All right. Man would be. There's a Washington from Training Day.
No, I can't even love you for that one.
I had to deep that.
No, man.
No.
My nigga.
Just the swag. The sauce was different.
Yeah, but do you know why that's a bit fucked up, fam? Can you go snake man some Ajinabi Adanga?
What's his name? Alonzo, isn't it? Yeah, you man with some Adanga.
No, you got snake by the Adanga at the end of this.
Yeah, he did still. But he messed it up with the Russians.
No, he didn't still. Nah, but why man snaked him, man? He would have been good to go from. Secure your eat them.
So, guys, about the last topic, I think it was the first one about the card.
Yeah.
We've had one of our friends, he was viewing it, and he. Like, he just did not like what we were saying. You get it? He was just a bit, you know, he was a bit iffy, like, nah, you guys are a bit wrong about the card. Obviously, he's got his opinion to prove. So we put him on Big Rhymes.
Special guest.
Rhymes. You get
it? Special guest.
Yes. Assalamualaikum, everybody. Basically, so, I want to talk about the positive in it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And basically, the positive is,
go.
You're with your peoples, you're with everybody, everyone is in one place, you're doing your thing, everything is good. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Different substances, right days, nowadays, yelka wahi kucharan, lean, khambri, coke, this, this bitch is here, and haggan, you understand? So what I'm trying to say to you, at least Bahasa, you're chewing your thing. You're talking about the ancient history. talking about with your people. You know what I mean? You're with your peoples. We're chilling 5-6 hours together. Usually it's like, yo, salam alaikum. Yeah, I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. But when I'm chewing, I'm spending quality time with my friend.
All right, so how about this? How about this? All right.
Yeah.
So how about the man that aren't, that are chilling with their friends 5-6 hours a day, yeah, but ain't chilling with their family 5-6
yeah,
hours
a day? Yeah, I understand. Uh-huh. I understand. But remember, there's also the guy who's been working every single day and Friday he wants to chill.
No, that's Friday. No, but that's one day. That's fine, though. I'm saying this man that will do every day.
Our point was the way it ruined the time with your family, the time you would have worked.
There's a positive and a negative about sign.
There's more negatives, though.
There's more negatives than that. There's more negatives.
Yeah.
I have to talk about positive also.
But God, you just said right now, you don't want people to be doing coke, whatever they're... Khambri, shisha, that, like, if you'd rather be doing, let them, like, see them doing qad. But qad is a muftah.
Yeah, that's true.
It opens up the key. It's a key to open up all the other drugs.
Okay. Yo, you sound like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a, yeah.
Like that shit that Nancy Reagan be saying that shit, man.
A lot of people chew, and then they say, maybe I need
drugs.
Exactly.
It's a gateway to all other drugs.
Gateway. It's a gateway.
Word.
It's a key, fam.
When people are smoking,
that's why they went to Qamri after they banned that shit.
That's why a lot of Somalis
went to. You see it.
But Somali, you know, at the same time, people smoke cigar at the age of what, 14, 15, 16, whatever. Is that not a gateway to...
That's, yes, cigarette is a gateway drug.
But God is a... Why is a gateway? Is cigarette is not... There's no buzz in it. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. It's just people think they want something stronger. Do you know what I'm saying? But with God, they want a turn down. Because it's got them so high, a lot of people want to smoke just to turn it down. Mm. Or, you know what I'm saying, drink. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's a key... To a lot of other shit.
What I'm saying is, when you're chewing chad, most of your time, you understand? Say, for instance, you finished work, whatever, blah, blah, 3-4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you go home, have a shower, get ready, you ate something, and you sit down. What time are you going to get up? About 10, 11?
Nah, that depends on the session.
Some people knock out, fam.
I'm still waiting for you to tell us a positive to chewing qad.
My positive is saying, instead of going out doing other things, you got qad. When you go home and you say, oh, you want qaili? She'll be like, yeah, yeah, oh, no problem.
Oh, my God.
Not my mom. Okay,
let's be honest, bro.
Okay, no, look. If I told her I'm going, I'm out clubbing, drinking, and then I said to her, I'm saying that I'm comparing the two. She would prefer. Exactly. Yeah, that's what you're trying to. That's the line. That's the point you're trying to land.
Yeah, but your mom would prefer you to chew qad then before you get a. The same fucking thing we're talking about right now, bro.
Listen, what I'm saying.
Offside.
That's some queer business.
Van Nistelrooy. Offside.
Van Nistelrooy.
Red card. Hey, listen, nah, for real though, I get what you're saying. Like, she would prefer you be doing a cultural drug than you be going out drinking, smoking.
I hear that.
Every culture got their own dakhan, right?
But hold on,
when the card become a Somali culture, bruv, I swear that shit don't
exist. It's part of culture, fam.
Yeah, but don't go in Somalia, bro. It grows in Kenya.
It doesn't matter. Coke grows in Colombia, but it's used in America.
I won't go for my local Malis, bro. What? You all think that's about our culture, bro? Please let me know. Yeah, put in the comments. I'll got a million answers to you, bro. Yo, they try to tell me that same shit.
Somalia, no, East Africa and Yemen.
Yemen.
But see
that little circle there.
You see that though? How you say East Africa and Yemen? You don't say Somalia and Yemen.
No, East Africa though. It's all just true. Don't love East Africa.
Yemen's in the Middle East.
Come on, man. This is a whole nother subject, bro. I'm Somali.
No. We'll go to the next question that he missed. Bro. The movie character. What movie character would you be if you could be a movie character?
Yes. Yeah, you weren't here for that, bro. Special.
He heard over there.
Me, I'll be Will Smith, fresh off Prince of Bel-Air.
You're like a generic. You know what I'm saying, huh? Generic, man. Bro.
You need a high top for that, bro.
You need a high top for that.
You know, back in the days, the thing was slick. Yeah, gel. I used to have the yellow gel, purple gel, green gel. Come on, you guys.
No, they got man weaves now. They got man weaves now.
You know, you could get that
man weave thing. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, that thing there, bro.
Well, I'm talking to you. Oh, mashallah.
Me personally, alhamdulillah. But if I lost it, I would have went Turkey, bro.
What?
Yeah, that's Turkey's well, like, a shout.
I would have went still.
Turkey.
Bro, I would have went, fam. I think here, you what? Get it, fam. No. I don't know. I think, I don't know.
Unless you got a bid. Yeah, if you got a good bid, you don't need the top store.
I'm like, look at that nigga, though. King Bash.
Nah, my team's going still. It's getting thin, bro.
No, you're lying, ass nigga. Don't worry, man. I'm going to keep your ass tuned, yeah. When he's like 70, I'm going to show you a picture of this nigga. Hairline to like.
Nah.
He might just about get a McDonald's. Like, you know, close to a McDonald's, bro. Yeah,
like a Molly's.
To be honest, I don't look at hair science. Serious.
Nah, it's not really.
No. When you reach a certain age,
it's gone. Yeah.
But if I was 2021, obviously I would have flied to Turkey, no problem.
Mm.
I'm a grown man, bro.
Yeah. Plus you got a beard.
I got kids, man.
Everything is not a problem.
Ain't gonna talk to me worrying about a
grown man with 5-6 kids. He's flying Turkey.
What?
That means he's looking. No, but that man's looking for.
He's
young
a vain ass nigga.
He could have done an extension. Extension in his house, but he chose to go Turkey.
That's what he's doing.
I'm gonna get extension or extension.
Turkey. Oh yeah.
Extensions or extension.
Yeah. I might as well do some Rasta, man. If that's the case.
Nah, for real. Hey, you heard a question as well that we were saying earlier. You get it about the would you marry a girl if she you get it, fam? Remember what I was talking about?
Sticky one.
Yeah. No.
Sticky what would you do if you would have married that?
If I would have married her, and I didn't know about her history. After, yeah. No, I would have stuck with her.
Gang.
No problem.
Gang. See that, fam?
No, real niggas. Yeah. Because I didn't do my CRB.
Yeah.
I didn't do background checks. I invited the whole I find everybody.
So me, bro.
And then what?
But imagine no one told you because they knew you was in
that's
love.
That's my job. It's my job.
It's your job, fam.
But imagine people weren't telling you, though.
Even if I said to you, yo, this thing is...
Conduct a proper investigation.
Yeah. You're already in love. Are you going to listen to me? Honestly.
No.
Yeah.
That's true.
Honestly, listen. You know what I'm saying?
That's not going with the... That's not going with the whole...
Sometimes when you're deep in that love shit,
your heart is gone, man.
It's gone. Your heart is gone.
Your heart is gone.
I'm alright, bro. I blush on my line.
I don't care.
That's not fine. You're better a fan of new whole up block. What? You win.
You
win against the niggas in love, fam.
You can't win against them.
No.
Trust me.
No.
I seen a joke one time where some guy was like, I see my guy. We went out. He met a girl. He went out with her. And then he took her home, whatever, smashed it.
Yeah.
He called him the next day. He's like, oh, where you? He's like, oh, I'm still with that bitch. Yeah, man. Oh. Da, 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 da. And then you call him the next week. He's like, yeah, I'm still with that. Yeah, I'm still with that girl.
Yeah.
And then you call him the week after, and you tell him, "What? Are you still with that bitch?" He said, "Hey, man, don't call her that no more." Don't call her that no more, man.
I'm in love, man.
You don't mess with a nigga when he's, you get it?
He's in love, my nigga, man. Wow. Don't mess with mama's heart, fam.
Yeah, trust me, fam.
That shit will drive niggas crazy, fam.
Yeah, for real. Trust me.
Niggas go coma.
Niggas walk into Sainsbury's with 4 milks. You get me, fam?
I can't talk.
Hey, guys, I have to go. Hey, salam alaikum, guys. I'll see you Juma.
No. Woman is powerful. I'm not gonna lie. Woman is a very powerful thing.
You can't
live with them. You can't live without.
Do you have to kind of? I ask Wooly like this question. Yeah.
Go.
Would you prefer a girl that's a bit a miskin girl that you can sort of? Do you get it? Yeah. Or would you prefer like an alpha woman?
Yeah.
And pretty, I'm not talking about alpha as in weight and look.
Shitty, bro.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I would prefer not shitty, alpha. Fam. But if she's up for winning, I'm with it.
So no, alpha as in a girl that yo,
it's not
not wears the trousers, but like but
she
still,
knows she's on the same game plan.
But like
on
a girl
the same
that, you know,
game plan, bro.
A girl that you're scared of, they're not scared of, but like
man.
I don't want my girl. You get it? Oh, baby, I'm coming home. Just like you get it, fam.
I don't know.
That's feisty. Or would you get the one that's
Everyone choose the mesquite one.
Nah, I like the feisty one, bro.
I would like the feisty one.
I like the one that kind of controls. Yeah, that's got that bit of
pressure.
I'm not gonna lie for
you. Look behind.
If she's on, like, if she's ambitious, man, would I would prefer that, fam. She's up for winning, fam. That's me.
Yeah, of course.
So even if she's feisty, whatever, I don't mind if she's trying to win, fam.
But if there's no pressure, you will not achieve.
You won't achieve shit.
You look behind you.
When it's easy and comfortable, you're not going anywhere. You're gonna sit and be comfortable.
Can I give you my thing? Can you like just air out the thing, fam? I'm not even trying to talk to you, fam. For all my alpha women out there, you can laugh in the background, but just no. I don't want to hear no. But yo, for all my alpha women out there, yo, listen. I'm trying to do what the fuck you're doing, bro. Word. If you don't get it, just like I'm trying to get it. Like, we're forward, niggas. If you need to be a little bit more. Cool. Enough with hanging, man. Word. For all for you soft things, yeah, listen, my favorite is just.
Because you know why? Sorry, bro. Sorry to cut you off.
Don't worry.
What's
babes.
Happened, yeah? When you're kind of controlling the thing. You don't rate her anymore, fam.
No.
You gotta rate, like, you don't rate her too much.
You go
around, you might just, you get it, fam.
You can do whatever you like.
Yeah.
And no one is gonna question you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's long, fam. That's long. You
have to be questions in life.
Yeah,
there has to be questions.
That's what I'm saying.
You might be getting something from somewhere else.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
2 days I was gone. No miss call. Yo. Big problem
here going on.
Wow.
I need to see 80,
at least 80 or 85 or 10 voicemails or something.
That's what I'm saying.
Or nothing.
And a paragraph.
And then I come home.
Wow, you man still get paragraphs, bro. You man are in love, bro.
Essays. No, not anymore. I'm saying.
I'm a single man. I'm straight like yes or no. High five.
You're reading like your big man 1 second.
Yeah.
And you're reading at the same time. Yo, one second, Kakazi.
When you're talking in the toilet in the AP.
Yo, you
talking in the toilet in the AP.
Turn down the music.
Yeah. Please, I swear, wallahi.
Ask Ali.
But yeah, that makes shit more interesting. Like, you know what I mean? I think it gets boring when she's too mosquito.
I listen, cool. What? I'll question for you. Dilemma. Not even a dilemma. It's facts, bro. You see the female in your life, wife, side thing, bae, boo, whatever the fuck you niggas call it, whatever they call you lot. Do you know that to be like normal? Like, you know, like, Starekawa, no, 9 to 5, no, please call 999. Or that way,
That's the same question, though.
But I call, do you like your girls normal or a little bit
crazy?
It's so sweet.
They have to have something about them. You know,
no, I didn't say something, again, bro.
One second.
I said, you lucky, like, you can't make sense.
I'm not gonna
of
lie
it.
To you. I like a girl that when she gets angry, she just sparks. Not a mandem blow, like a little
lady blow.
You know what that was? The hit you on the.
Yo, if your girl's hitting you hard and you're hitting her, bro, then nigga,
you're hitting her.
Sure she's a woman?
Offside.
Red card!
Listen,
don't
do this.
VAR!
No.
VAR! No, let me ask you, man, honest, yeah? All right, cool. You got two of them, yeah? One is back home and one is fish and chips.
So two wives? Or two
I'm saying you got two potentials, basically.
Potentials.
One is fish and chips. The other one is back home.
Oh, Somalia.
You know what I'm saying? Which one would you...
I hear, man.
Right here.
Straight up.
I know what you're going to say, just because you can relate to the one back home more.
I can relate to both.
Oh.
Because this, let's talk about positive and negative. You understand?
Back home, because personally, I'm going to be living here. But back home, a lot of the girls, a lot of guys, they go back home to get married.
Correct.
Yeah? They're soft.
And then what happens?
They can't cater to them here.
And then what happens?
Niggas.
Wait,
got you, man.
Listen, man. And then what happens is a lot of the girls, they get them a little house. They pay their bills. You know what I'm saying? The man's here is working. But that guy that she used to go to school with home, okay. He's knocking at door at lunchtime while you're here grinding, sending her money. Trust me, I'm telling you.
You're not capping.
Okay, yeah, okay, I understand where you're coming from. But at the same time, how many men them say, "Wallahi, billahi, I will never raise my kids here. What then, Karudaria? I'll make them do the thing there."
I wouldn't do that.
Yes or no? I would to an extent.
What do you mean?
I'll send them back in their early teens. I'll send them back.
Okay. Now, but that's where that's when
from 12. That's where from 12.
No,
to 15.
How about 12 point? Yeah, but how about 10 point?
How many of them?
You can take them from their 0 to 10, bruv.
Nah, if 0 to 10, when they come back,
unless they need some, not even the contorting, like to grow the fuck up.
No, I'll do it. I'll do it in between 10 and 15.
Nah, that's ages. Okay, 10 and 13.
Yes. But
you know when they get to teens?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah,
when they get to teens,
that's what I know, bro.
That's when you're starting to learn the role. Even if not 13, but that's
really
when you really
live in this country all your life.
No, 100%. Okay. I wouldn't want to live in Somalia for the rest of my life.
So that's why we are fish and chivis.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Huh?
Listen,
that's why we have.
Nah, I wouldn't want to live here, but I wouldn't want to live in. So I'll probably do something like Dubai.
If I'm not here, I'm going back.
You know
home.
What I'm saying?
That's me. Nah. If I'm not here, then I'm flying there.
You're the anchovies in the
anchovies.
You're the anchovies, you know.
Yeah,
a little bit of bisbass, maybe.
Yeah.
Nah, man, we're hella hot, bro.
Are you nuts, Kazi? Listen, if I'm not here, then I'm going there. Right?
But don't you think this year, you know, when parents now send all their kids back to fucking Somalia when they're going in them teens?
Yeah, of course.
You know, when the child just done something mad or even caught a case? He will send them back. And imagine they're all doing that as a collective. So there's a whole bunch of bad kids going there at once.
That's a good
just
point.
Just being bad together.
That's a good point.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's how a lot of kids...
I got sent there when I was, 15?
Yeah.
Do you get me? 15, 14. Do you get it? And then stayed there till I was about 17, learning all I had to learn.
Yeah,
of course, I was with people that got sent there as well. You know what I'm saying?
But how about if I tell you, do you think that we're better off? That all the niggas that caught cases, the margin sent into a country that they weren't even born in. They better have been born in, but they don't know nothing about it. Well, you think it's better for them to go there?
I feel like you should ride your bird, fam. And just then go there, probably. Instead of getting...
You see that, though?
Yeah, you just ride your
bird. Wait. There's so many guys there, dusty. I'm running from a bird that's a one-year bird.
Bro, I'm at...
I don't know what's the nature again, fam.
Unless it's life, if it's 10 years plus, go.
Yeah.
If it's 10 years,
man,
go.
My niggas, I don't really agree with this. I done fucking lingo, but if you do the crime, do the fucking
time,
bro.
No, I love that.
No snitching involved either, blood. No Takeshi in this bitch.
If it's life, go. I'll go.
Because then either way, you're going
to
have a little
prison. No, that's life
of
it, bro. But running away from what? A year for... 8 years, 10 years.
Do you remember Abu Bakr?
Oh, no face, no case.
That guy, he ran away from a 2 year bird, ended up going there, ended up fucking
niggas,
still there.
Fam, I went there.
If he comes back, he's still
nigga,
there.
Nigga, I went to Kenya in 2004. We spoke about this on the first episode, man.
No, you didn't go too deep into it. But go
ahead. But I was linked him there, bro. In the madrasa and shit. You know, like they give you the Friday off. Wallahi, like in Kenya, bro, they give you the Friday off because that's the Muslim day, the holiday, basically. Bow. I think that 3 times. Bro, come let me do that. Bro, I'm dropping them off like the next day and shit off the hotel and blah, yeah.
What's
dude,
that? What are you dropping that?
I'm dropping him off back to the madrasa, blood. Like, what are you talking about? Where am I? He's only got a day off, blood.
Oh, you take it either.
No, bro.
I went to Kenya, bro.
Yeah.
Like this nigga. He's in
the
madrasa, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, it's political, bro. He's on his for a day. Dropping him back over there and shit, but it's political.
To run away, there's no point, fam. There's no point.
I don't make no sense of it, but like, till now, he's still there, bro. And the last time I went there was 2007, like, fam.
You know, right now,
that's over 10 years ago.
As time goes
bro.
On, there's more and more Somalis getting jail and that anyway.
No, but forget that. Personally, I would. I think there's more opportunity out there still.
There is.
Now, but if you head is screwed on,
I think there's more opportunity in Somalia now than there is here.
Of course there is.
The only thing is we're stuck here mentally.
Yeah, no, but you know what is though? Yes, but you know what is though? Why are you going to go back, fam? You spoke about this, bro. You're going to go back to a country that's having some... A whole war over something that don't make no sense. Nah, and you're trying to go there for
history,
business.
No, forget history, that. Forget bro. War and that. I'm just saying, personally, the way they... Like, the way they're moving now, you can start a business there for cheaper money and earn a lot more than when if you do it here.
No, you're lying.
No taxes. No, of course you can. Bro, you ain't been for a long time, fam.
Yeah, he ain't been there since 2002.
You ain't been there. It's changed, bro. It's different. People are making money out of it.
Nah, but you got to get your head screwed on, though.
Yeah, well, can you make that money while you're here?
Go there in the same mindset.
Can you make that money while you're still here, though, bro?
Well, you can do, it takes a lot more money, a lot more capital to do something here than it is over there. Do you know what I'm saying?
You see that, though?
Yeah, you get it.
It takes a lot more to get to the opportunity here.
And to get it, because here there's so much roadblocks, like before you get to where you want to go. But there, it's because you're from here and you get it. Or not even that, because
come on, man,
you know everyone. Like, a lot of things basically, you're George Smith over there. You get it? You're that white boy that's from... Do you know what I'm saying? From what's it? Did you get it? From Richmond.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? You're that guy over there that's got that his uncle's a lawyer, that guy's
upper class.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? So you got more opportunity there.
No, of course.
Do you know what I'm saying?
At the same time, Dinta, Dakanka, there's a lot of things. Benefit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not even about the business side.
Yeah, for real.
You have 5-6 Adans going off at the same time.
Yeah.
Sometimes it goes off at different times, man. You know what I mean?
Sometimes you hear the feature one from six angles.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my.
You know what I mean? So you're getting up, you're going somewhere, you come back. Friday, the home again is cool.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's a Muslim country. You can go to any Muslim country and the same similar feeling.
I don't want to go to mine there. Why am I going to go somewhere else?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. No, but if it's from that angle there, then you can go any other.
Yeah, I understand.
You get it? Yeah.
We're talking about.
Place, okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying that,
but then again, it doesn't look like the greatest place, fam. Do you know what I mean?
Great places will become, bro. Yeah. The more we come back, the more.
No, but the roads.
Will happen, bro.
Yeah.
When you up north,
I don't know about down. I don't know about down south. Right?
We don't talk about up north, fam. We're from the dirty, bro.
the dirty. No, but louder. No? Listen, but I was saying the down south is more. The road is proper and that.
Yeah. Maka shit hoyo, way dofta, you like marshal hoyo. Wallahi, mesha kuf antai, that kai bachuga, ed bachukta, habre bachukta, everything. You know what I'm saying? Everything is calm. You know what I'm saying? Hey, nigga lives in the fucking, the other side of the Thames and you ain't seen him for a year or two.
That's so true. That's
so true.
Bro, that one there, that's so true.
Yeah?
That's
so deep.
She's in good hands, bro. If your mom lives in somewhere, you'd be like, oh yellow sugar. Who's there?
My aunties that live fucking, not like obviously 20 minutes away. I ain't seen them for donkeys, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how, like, there's no attachment.
It's family. Family.
Now, there's way more distraction in London than over there.
Everyone's
that's
busy,
why
bro.
Everyone's just...
Everyone
active,
is running, active. Fam. Sometimes you don't even salam alaikum. People are running, bro.
Yeah.
Their life is slow. Chill.
What's up?
Hey, OT. How are you?
Life is
what
slow.
What happened?
Comfy.
In the OT?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you'd be like, sorry, I didn't even see you. How are you doing? You okay? Mama's busy. He's a busy guy, fam. Everyone is busy in London.
Yeah, fam.
Too busy.
So, today... we had a new guest, Rhymes. Tell us what you think of him in the comments. Get it,
Rhymes. Let them know who you are, though. Let them know.
Comments, likes, shares.
Big homie, Rhymes.
You can tell him.
Big homie.
You can give us some negative comments as well, you know.
Give you one salam, mate. I'm saying, everyone, make sure you subscribe. A couple of likes for them, of course.
For real. Now, so basically. Obviously, we've spoken enough today. We're gonna have to cut the
video off short for now.
Yeah.
The rest you can catch on Spotify.
Spotify. So you got myself Bash,
Backpack Books,
Big Bad Burr,
Burr. I'm a like
special guest.
Special guest.
Rhymes.
It's a wrap. That's a wrap for the video side.
So, obviously, like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Subscribe.
Shout out to the studio, Soapbox.
Soapbox Studios in this.
Soapbox Studios on Insta.
Thank you guys for watching, and yeah, we'll have another video.
Take that disclaimer, though, please.
But with now,
take that disclaimer. Don't forget.
Take that disclaimer. Man.
Now for the Spotify listeners.
Cheese.
Cheese. Exclusives.
Exclusive for the Spotify listeners.